Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. It's Takeover Tuesday. When we're here on Tuesday night, we allow you, the listener, the artist, the director, the actor, the model, the semi-pro player. We don't really care what you do. Tonight, we allow you to call in, promote yourself for free. Any other night, we going to send your ass a bill because it is not cheap to run a radio network. So, hey, check it out. Tonight, you can call in 424-243-9649. Just me, E-Monster, and Fly Gaza. Don't worry. He ain't going to push you into a corner, make you feel like it's a Harlem night, make it where you want to hit him with a garbage can. He going to shoot off your pinky toe. No. It's a free shot tonight. 424-243-9649. We're going to spend a little bit of independent music, and then we're going to talk with y'all and allow y'all to do y'all thing. Now, tonight, we're going to talk about keeping it professional. Like, right now, a lot of you motherfuckers don't know, I'm keeping it professional like a motherfucker because I am not in a good mood. No, I'm not. I'm monstrous, and all my fangs are showing. You dig? But I still got to keep it positive, still got to keep it professional, and keep my composure and get this Takeover Tuesday going on. So hopefully Gaza's having a better day than me. So let's see what's up with him. What's up, Gaza? Takeover Tuesday. I know you've been waiting on it.
Yeah, what's good? It's your boy, Flock Gaza. You already know, BX in the motherfucking building, Monstrous Radio. Call in and take over the show if you can, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Y'all know the number, 424-243-9659. Somebody had called in already. They was here before you was even here, Gaza. He said he going to call back in a minute.
Yeah,
he was over here like double dutch, just waiting. You did? So,
yeah.
Hey, he going to be back in a minute. We got some old people. We got a couple people over here already, but they just listening. You know how that is. They just listening. You know how it is, Gaza. We answer. We talking about hello. Hello.
Let them know. How to actually get on cue. You press one, right? Because some might not
technically,
know that they're waiting.
Yeah. That's what it says, but it don't matter. I'll see your number regardless. I do believe. But, yes, if you do want to talk, make sure you push the number one, and you will be in our queue. But I really, really don't think it matters. But either way it go, we'll call out just the beginning of your number. We're not going to put out your whole number, have stalkers and shit calling your house. No. We give out the first part of your number, and you just speak up, and we get into our conversation. So don't forget, people, the best way to listen to Takeover Tuesday is on your speakerphone until we open up the lines. And if we put you on the line, take it off of your speakerphone, or you will echo, and we cannot understand your motherfucking ass, and we'll have to hang up on you. You dig? So, all right, there's a special part about Takeover Tuesday, we allow these artists to do a certain little thing. I'm going to let Gaza do that part. You dig? What is this thing that we do?
Yo, what's good? It's Takeover Tuesday. You got to spit 16 bars live. That's right. 16 bars live right on Monstrous Radio. Let's see who got it. You know what I mean? Let's see who's had it. And let's see who's doing it right now. Call in. Take over the show. If you're an artist, spit 16. R&B artists are welcome. Also, we had B. Morgan smashing with our R&B that one night. Yeah, definitely. Come on through. Whatever you could do, do it now.
Right, right. So so let's get into this music so we can go over here and open up the lines. Look, there's a couple of people hitting right now. What's up, ATL? What's up, Tennessee? That's Tennessee in the hood. What's going down? We're going to open up the lines. We got like two tracks to play, and then that's when we open it up. Takeover Tuesday starts right about now.
Look. Yo, man, I used to pray for this. Got bullshitted and played for this. Never thirsty for fame and shit. But I wanna buy mommy a crazy crib. Finally get paid for shit. I've been doing for free for long. I would get up before dawn. Man, I had like three or four jobs. Then it showed me I gonna need time. Gonna work hard, but I'll be fine. Gonna go far, never rewind. No, gonna get paid for these lines. Bitch, I'm dope. And I'm gonna let these haters know. That I run with now. We went through broke days and got no pay. Tell Atlantic to budget out. A couple of folks on my payroll. We been woke, y'all just ain't no. Been more than flow, it's been more than close. It's more than just know the shit about hope. Cause you said that hard work pays. So we worked all night, all day. And you said all work, no play. And we listen, now the shit changed. Now they say the game about luck. Now they trying to tell me I'm stuck. Now you trying to have me go back to the fans I earned till I'm all fucked up. Fuck no. Before we get cut though. Cause I'm keeping up with these uploads. As long as we been us, people love us for us. So we keeping it hundo. Cause I bought my dad's dream car and I'm lame. Switching same fam, same plan, same fans making it look.
So when this situation, I hold the bar, she hurry out, I got a reputation. Word of mouth, yeah, she know she bad. In my room is like detention, even got her skipping class. But she doing good in school, every class except for math. She ain't trying to find her ex, and hey, I'm cool with that, huh? She know I bar, she wanna kick it, ayy. She know I rap, she wanna kick it, ayy. I tell her, bring all of your friends and meet me at the show. Grabbing bottles, girl, we getting twisted.
Her confidence killing competition, competition. She wanted this, I'm granting all the wishes, all the wishes. Her mama say she always tripping, but she doing better. Got to college, I ain't worried about the wishes, about the wishes, about the wishes.
And she mine, bruh. I don't know her name, but I ain't lying, bruh.
Hey.
And she mine, bruh. I don't know her name, but I ain't lying, bruh.
Hey.
And she mine, bruh. I don't know her name, but I ain't lying, bruh.
I ain't
running game, but I'm online, bruh. And it's my call of duty, it's my time,
bruh.
I'm only spending time when I'm making money. It's the Dougie random all the time. And they think I'm funny, back to money. Money on my mind, and I think it's thinking for me. I'm trying to build an empire, retire when I'm 40, huh?
Yeah.
Bars, it must be hot to chill with a star. Bars, but never pop a pill, never start. I've been doing good and I see a blessing soon. I've been putting on and taking off like dressing room shot. But I got your BM in my DM. I know she got some kids, but I never see them. But she an angel, probably drive a Prius. But IDGAF, I really rather whip a Beamer. Fake friends, acting like my day ones. They stay down, as long as I stay up. And I stay up like a kid when their parents gone. Man, the things I did as a kid when I was there alone. Ha, it's going down, dirty style. She never going all the way for me. She turn around and in the situation, play my songs, I bet she learned it. Now I got a reputation. Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth. DJ Ray Mills.
Yeah. I got too many dreams to be sleep on this work. Forget about the sheep, I get my sleep in the earth. And if I ever fell in love, it would be with the verse. Because all I ever needed was a beat when it hurts. I got too many dreams to be sleep on this work. Forget about the sheep, I get my sleep in the earth. And if I ever fell in love, it would be with a verse. Because all I ever needed was a beat when it hurts. Ah.
Yeah, Takeover Tuesday, 424-243-9649, E-Monster and Fly Kaza. We're about to open up the line and see what the hell y'all on. But just so you know, if you're new to the show, this ain't no puppy radio, is it, Kaza? They can't call in here.
Hell, motherfucker. Y'all can't call in on no bullshit. Just handle your business, you know what I mean? You could... You know what I mean? Clown around all you want, but this is business, man. Take this shit serious. Spit your 16 balls. Let's see what you got. I don't care where you from. Cali, New York, Mississippi, down south, Minneapolis, wherever you at. This is the way you need to do it. Right now, Monsterous Radio with E-Monster. You heard?
You dig? And Fly Gaza. So, all right, check it out. Let's see. Like I said, I had a guy who was over here before. Anybody got over here? He was like double dutch, just waiting to get it
ready.
In. You dig? He goes by the name of Trey Pound. What's good, Trey Pound?
Yeah, man, I'm chilling right now over here in Florida, but I'm from Jersey, nigga. Know that?
Okay, Jersey in the building. Salute.
It's Jersey in the building, man. Man, I want to give a shout out to my nigga Murder. I want to give that shout out to my nigga Murder, man. He put me on, feel me? I'm Jersey City Boys, and Jersey City Boys put me on, man. Alpo, man.
Okay.
Alb.
Okay,
that's what
I'm talking about. Monsterous.
Represent. So, all right, bro. So, can I assume that you do music?
Come on. What else can you expect, man?
Let him know, dude.
Monsterous. So, all right, tell us a little bit about yourself, bro. What's your music like?
Man, look, I make real rap, man. That's my category. Real rap and raw rap. Fuck all that trap music. Fuck all that fake shit, man. That's what I do, man. Look, man, you can holler at me at Trey Pounds. That's my Facebook page. Feel me? Hit me up on SoundCloud. Trey Pound 2. I said Trey Pound 2. That's the number 2. Right now, I'm working on something for the females. I'm working on something for the ladies, man.
That's right.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All real rap. That's my category. You know how they got hip-hop? You know how they got hip-hop and R&B? Man, I'm like, it's real rap. I got my category, real rap and raw rap.
Huh.
Okay.
Yo, I think we need to get to the pedigree right now, man. It's your boy Flock Gaza. Yo, Trey Pound, you got that Sweet 16 for Monsterous right now? Set it up. Set the ball, man. Set the ball.
You know I do, man.
Oh,
I got
shit.
A little bit more than a 16.
Oh, shit.
Listen,
okay.
What? You ready? You ready for me to go now?
Oh, right now,
yeah.
Playboy, right now. Jersey in the building. That's that boy, Trey Pound. You heard he in Florida, but he repping Jersey hard as hell. He about to hit y'all to 16. Let's get it.
Listen, it's Trey Pound laying him down, a.k.a. the Modest Maniac, a.k.a. the Humble Heathen. Listen, I said, this is Trey Pound when I came to do whatever foul shit that I said to you. See, I'm eating up the beat like it's edible. It's like paper to me, so I'ma rip the booth. So incredible, it's insensual. My flow is so incredible. And I know that you know that I'm eligible to be compared to an animal. I got extra flows, that's intellectual. Some fast, some slow, some sexual. See, the aggression, no, it's not intentional. It's just the extra flow, just to let you know. See, I'm so professional. Yo, girl, so insensual, cause she drop it low for this extra dough, cause I'm cut fresh like a vegetable. Listen, listen, as you can see that I'm a hot nigga. Like somebody dropped me in the pot, nigga. 10 of a strap, that's a lot of triggers. And all 10 going shoot, that's a lot of killers. I'm the type to keep fighting till I pass out. I'm a crazy nigga, always tend to black out. Not the one to talk to you, I'ma act out. But this beat is not an act when I lash out. I've been getting paid for sixth grade. Got a little change in the game.
Hold on, you can't give him everything, yo. You can't give him everything, man. Sorry to cut you off.
Come on, ready for this.
But, yo,
man,
my nigga,
I ain't here
you
for no reason.
It. That's what I'm talking about.
I ain't here
about.
For no reason. I ain't here for no reason, man. I'm telling you, my nigga.
Down in the building,
I'm tired of all this trap music, my nigga. I'm here to say something, bro.
Take it back to hip-hop, man. I was thinking about that earlier today.
Okay.
You ain't lying.
Exactly. Like I said, I got the intellectual flow, too. I got the intellectual flow for you. You might have to pull out your dictionary for what I got. Yeah, for the cat. Just like that.
Got him. Get you the sword.
No,
I'm
in the building.
Huh?
It's Jersey in the building, man. Man, let me put it like this, man. It's North in the building, man. Let me give a shout-out to my Exit 12 homies, Rawway and Carteret, man. Jersey City and North. Man, let's get it, man. We out here.
Okay. That's what it is.
Oh, in my Brunswick niggas. In the capital of motherfucking Middlesex. I'm from Middlesex, man. Let's get it, man.
Monsters, that's what I'm talking about. Take over Tuesday, you heard, E?
Real talk. You take it over for real. All right, that's what it is.
I'm trying to take
all
over,
right,
man. I ain't playing no games, man. This is what I do for a living. I'm going to do what I do best, my nigga. Nevertheless, no stress.
All right. Yeah, well, hey, stick with us, Trey Pound. We got to check in with
you, my nigga.
We got to check in with a couple more people. And then, you know what I mean, usually before the show, we usually run it back and check in with people again, see if they want to give shout-outs or, you know, usually we have, like, a little topic. And, you know, you can give your inputs on the topic or whatnot. Get it?
I hear you. I get my input, my little 2 cents, whatever it is.
Yeah,
I got it. But trust me, money. I'm here every Tuesday now. It's a wrap.
All right, stay with us, bro. All right, we're going to check in with somebody else right quick.
Y'all
all right, stay with us.
You stay the best
and
last, money. I've been hearing a little bit of y'all.
Yo, just a fucking building, man.
Look, man,
hey, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, don't like I was saying, don't call in here with like no fluff come on some excuse me, can we take over your show? We'll be like, hell no, and hang up on your ass. You just take over and do what the fuck you do and we'll spin the music. Get it. 662. This one looks very familiar. 662-645. Who we got on the line? Hello.
My name is Black Tam. What the fuck happening, nigga?
Hey.
It's your world.
I just want to say this, man. That nigga Trey Pound, I like that boy energy, man. That nigga lied. I like that shit. Hey, when you talking with this music, you got to have a lot of energy, man. That nigga, that wired up for real. Matter of fact, I'm gonna call that nigga myself. Fuck that.
All So what's good, Black Tim? What's good on the Delta Boy table?
Man, hey, same old. You know, a lot of work.
Work.
And some more goddamn work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, you got to stay at it, man, if you want to make it, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. It must go
hey,
on.
Yeah, a lot of artists, they don't be knowing shit. Like, the great ones, that's just how they do it. Say, like, an example, right now, T.I. got, like, 180 songs ready to be released. Tupac
right.
was making 3-4 songs every day in the studio.
Hey.
So if you mm-hmm. only got
that's...
8 tracks, you slacking, homie.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and I understand that to the foot. I went what day? Today, Tuesday. I went to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday it was a Sunday. I went to the studio Sunday, I think. And I was in that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped 3 tracks, like, bam. As soon as I finished out, like, you can mix this shit down later. Nigga, throw me another beat on. Let go some more. I did 3
mm-hmm.
tracks within like 2.5 hours, 2 hours, or some shit like that. I mean, when you're doing
you
for
doing?
So long, the shit. When you do it for so long, the shit get real easy.
Yeah, it's natural.
Especially
mm-hmm.
if you know what you're doing. You know?
Right. Right.
And oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because
oh, yeah. at one point as an artist, it gets to the point where you don't even have to have a pad and a paper. You really, it gets to a point really for you beginners, it gets to a point where you don't even really need nothing but somebody. They just got to have a hot-ass beat. When you get to the studio, because it will come so natural to you. You'll throw a hook, you'll do a couple verses, and you ain't wrote a damn thing down. You just ran right through.
Hey, man, I can't lie about that, Mother. You're absolutely right. I make all my music at work. I ain't got time to write the whole while I'm working, nigga. I'm thinking the whole while I'm working. I can do 2 songs at work and
mm-hmm.
go to the studio and be like, hey, let's go, man. Oh, I got some shit. Let's go. You give me a high
right.
beat. I'm going to give you a hot track.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I go. And oh, yeah, I see. You know, I threw together a track called Flexing. I sent y'all that shit, too. And I also sent
mm-hmm.
y'all that. I sent y'all this sneak peek of that track called Molly. I don't know if y'all got it yet. You check the email. It's in there.
Okay, I think it came through earlier today. I know we got Flexing in. We can get to that one before the show's over, but we didn't get the snippet in just yet.
Okay, but yeah, I want to y'all before I get off, man. I want to hear that Flexing, though. And y'all tell me what y'all think about it. Some shit I put together. I thought of some shit at work. Nigga dropped me a beat at the studio, and I just went.
Yes, so.
Okay. Well, matter of fact,
Delta Boys stay working. They stay working.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about time for our break, you dig? So we'll go ahead and get into this Black Tim track, and then when we bring it back, we're going to check in with the other person with the 612, and then we're going to talk about our topic today, which is about professionalism, keeping it professional at all times. That's part of one of the things I was going to bring up was part of, like, how Black Tim is saying, if you really do this music, you got to take this music seriously. It's got to be a
right.
job, just like your other job and everything else you do. You dig? You have to have dedicated time to make the music, doing that, and perfecting your craft. We're going to talk about when we come back. Hold on.
All right.
Keep a little bit of it. I want to keep the people riveted. You dig?
Right.
So we're going to get into this Black Tim. It's called Flexing. Monsters Radio, Takeover Tuesday. Is you bad enough to take over? Sometimes when I answer the phone, I just be like, who the fuck is this? And all I want you to do is say your name and then say, that's who it is, motherfucker. Black man, y'all. Flexing.
Jill. Woo. Jill. Woo. Jill. Black Tim. Jill. They know what I do, baby. Jill.
That nigga Mo's on the train.
I'm flexing on. I'm flexing on. In the club, in the streets, nigga, I'm flexing on them. I'm flexing on them. I'm flexing on them. In the trap, in the yoke, nigga, I'm flexing on them. Hey, I'm flexing on them. I'm flexing on them. In the club, in the streets, nigga, I'm flexing on them. I'm flexing on them. I'm flexing on them. In the trap, in the yoke, nigga, I'm flexing on them. Wake up in the morning, grab my J's and my starter shades. My white teeth in my motherfucking throwaway. Hey,
flexing on them. I'm flexing on them. I'm flexing on them. In the trap, in the yoke, nigga, I'm flexing on them.
Yeah, that's Black Tim music. Delta Boys in the motherfucking building. Sometimes, guys, I think this is Delta Boy Radio. I swear to you, it might as well be Delta Boy Radio. You dig? Because usually there's a whole, damn near the whole squad, if not the squad, is usually calling in. So, hey, big shout out to the whole Delta Boy squad. That's Big Tim flexing. So, how you feel about that one, guys? What you think, guys?
Man, that shit hard. That shit go weird. Shout out to Delta Boys, Black Tim, fam. You got it. That's what I'm talking about. Music.
I could definitely hear that popping over at the Roz Lounge or Arnella's over at the Sea or something like that. You know what I mean? I could see the people chanting, getting it in with that one right there. Yeah, yeah. So, all right, so let's go over here and we're going to check in with our other caller we got over here for our Takeover Tuesday. Then we'll go ahead and get into our discussion part of it. We're going to talk about professionalism. So, all right, 612-281, you about to be up. You're going to hear that bing in your motherfucking ear. Give it just a moment. But don't forget, people, if you don't want to, you don't have to actually take over on a Tuesday. You can just say, I'm just a listener. If you don't say nothing, we say your name twice. We'll probably curse out your number. I'm just playing. We're just going to go ahead and keep it moving. You dig? But let's check in with this next person, Takeover Tuesday. Let's see what they got going on, guys. 612-281. Who we got on the line? Hello. You heard that.
What's poppin', Foley and Steel Gang in the building.
Okay.
Steel
okay.
Gang.
What's poppin', Foley? You know what time it is, man.
Building. What's good, my G?
You already know, man. I hear
you already. Southside Minneapolis.
Yes, sir. We ain't here to take over, but you feel me? You know the gang in the building. What's popping, though, B?
What's good, man? I'm glad you called, man. Glad you called. Let them know. Let
yes,
the people
sir.
Know who you are and what you about and what you do.
Oh, yeah, this girl gang, you know what it is, Southside. Soul of the Banger speaking, you feel me? Just one of the realest niggas in Minnesota, man. You niggas look out for it, too. You know what it is.
Okay, that's what it do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, run it down,
but
it's your guy, right?
But good. It's Tuesday.
I got another nigga on the motherfucking line. He on the other line, but I'm just letting you know right now, you feel me? I ain't here to say too much, you feel me? But I'm going to spark up this cushion. I'll let you niggas hit me up when you get off the line, my nigga. You hear me?
You already know. So you ain't got a Street 16 for Monstrous Radio right now, son? Simple?
Man, you know how we get down.
Get
I don't spit for free, man. You know how we get down, man. But you know, one of my hitters on the line, I'm going to let him go on and eat it up, man. You know he going to do his thing. We got King on the line,
okay.
Man. All right, baby, hit me up, fool.
Well, all right, this is probably him on the other line. Let's check this other one from the app, too. Let's see. Is that you over there, Mr. 952846?
Hello. Motherfucking gang.
Yeah, this is me.
This is how I'm talking about. What's goody?
What's goody, man? What's good, man?
Let the people know who you are, so man. What? Where you from? What you about? What you
my bad, my bad. This is Tuliani King, you know, Scale Gang. In the motherfucking building again. You know what I'm talking about? We're making major moves out here, man. Be looking for us. We in Minneapolis, Minnesota, all over. You know what I'm talking about? Making a move, man. Period.
That's what it do. That's what it do, fam. That's what I'm talking about. What's up?
What's
you got,
good,
you got
though,
16
man?
Bars? You got 16 bars
want,
live right now on Monster Switch Radio?
Say, you want to say same
let's
right now?
Get it. Let's get it.
You always put me on the spot, man. Why you always got me? Dang, man.
That's what Fly
guys.
All right,
hold
on.
I'm going to spit some. I said, nah, fuck it. I'm going to spit I'm gonna spit a 16. I said, multiply like fractions. Scale game, bitch, what's happening? I be all about them Jacksons. We footballing, NFL, Madden, money. Tossing the dough, got an accent, bullshit, walk. So watch your step, bitch, I get dope. No exceptions if you don't. Get out of my presence, now. Money's all I know. If I don't know nothing else, me and Money had a combo, but I keep that to myself. I don't need nothing from no nigga, and a bitch ain't no help. And my name ain't Madea, but I could do better by myself. Yeah, I be about them papers, and they ain't talking no agami. I'm all about them dead people, my pockets filled with them zombies. I keep to myself, and most niggas don't know me. But if you ain't ever met me, then you must have getting no money. I be all about my business, only the suit or no tie. Don't be mad at me, cause she choosing, keep your girlfriend in line. Most of these real niggas be fake niggas, they wearing a disguise. I'm blinded by yeah. them dollar signs, you can see it in my eyes. King. Just a little something. Hey, mixtape coming yeah. soon, striving. SGMC, both sides. I'm telling you, Joe, we making a movement, man. This a team thing, Joe. Hey, any videos, anybody got, we share them. We support, man. We support any artists out there.
What's up?
Minnesota. In Minnesota, all that, you know, Southside Minnesota. We in the town.
That's my G right there.
Fuck no, it ain't. I'm telling you, Joe. We out here, Joe. I'm telling you.
Let them know.
Butter popping, all that. You might see us in the club. Fuck you. We everywhere, Joe.
Let them know. Let them know, G.
Oh, God. I know y'all hit a bang. We out in the town right now. Deep, Joe.
Shout out to Soda, man. Thanks for calling, Soda. You heard?
Hey, shout out Monsters Radio, man. Stop it.
That's what they do. That's what they do. So, all right, bro.
Yeah.
All right, if you can stick with us, we got some more music to spin, and I think we got a couple more people over here to see if they how bad they is. You dig? If they as bad and rough and tough as you to take over the show. You dig? See who got another hot 16. I'm just saying. So, all right, stick with us, bro. Southside in the building. They from the app, right? Boy, there ain't no Southside
yeah.
at all, is it? Boo! so that's what it do. That's what it do. So, all right, I'm going to play some more music, and then we're going to come back. Looks like I think we got another person. I'm not for sure. I got to check over here. My little system is, like, just blown up. You know, I should be looking normal. My shit just went like
yeah.
prehistoric computer where all my letters are like 9 inches high. It is what it is. This one right here is a throwback. This one right here has been in our system for a minute. Shout out to Gaza, 24/7, one step closer. You dig?
Yeah! It's your boy. Focus. Gaza, I see you, boy. What it is, homie?
Yeah.
612, stand up.
For sure.
It's a new beginning, you heard me?
Lego.
Yo, as a young child, being raised in the Bronx, it wasn't just a walk in the park, more like a fork to the heart. Once you spark, blow me apart. Incredible pain, my brain feeling soaked with the shark. Keep me as bait, feel like nobody relates. Prison in my own mind, steady trying to migrate. This pain you have listened to, have you sitting there like, damn man, I feel for you. Ain't that a miracle, that I want the best for my life and feel visible. Never wanted something so bad, it's unforgettable. Mom's never there, pops, I never met him. Maybe it's better if I just forget him. Maybe if I met him, it would have been better. But I never met her, so homie, it's been a pleasure. Now I'm not fed up, maybe a little fed up. However, I don't mind the bad weather.
Every day, there's one.
Raised with a dad, no dad, things got bad and I got mad, just with my mother, all in the gutter. People were quick to pick and poke you under the cover, all things were smothered, people killing brother to brother. Didn't understand when I was younger, but now I take cover. All my people just ready to bubble, even though I act up in the club, in my heart I'm really just humble. But my people, they ready to double. If you see through, that's back to the gutter, that's word to the southern. Coming in this, but really just covered. Under the butter, the things that I'm holding, I'm not gonna stutter. No way and no how. Someday and somehow, you're gonna get it. I'm not gonna regret it. The things you did, I'm not gonna forget it. Had to put it up and you fit it. Now you understand when I said it, Gaza.
Every day, there's one. I wanna stay closer than I ever see. And all my
my brother.
I got a feeling good.
Don't they understand, fam?
That we from the same hood.
We rose from the struggle.
Now we striving for the best. Yes, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be blessed.
The devil hanging on my shoulder.
Now we see stress, but the Lord cleared the path.
Now we be blessed. Now we living righteous,
never lifeless.
I don't understand why the devil try to fight this.
From the dark to the light, we'll never be the same.
The Lord's here for my healing and all the pain.
I can feel it in my heart, the Lord is changing me.
Living in my temple is where I wanna be.
But you know this word is hard, now you set us free.
Get rid of bad company and memories.
Hope you get the message that we giving you.
Hard times and tragedies are never through.
Every day, there's one.
That right there, that was your boy Clyde Gaza, you heard, and my brother Focus, man. That was 11/24, man. That's when we were doing our shows, but most people don't even know about that, you know what I mean? I gotta stay home,
right? Hey, I still like that, bro. I got that in rotation in the whip in my car. You dig? That's something that's real nice to listen to.
Salute to E-Monster, man. Straight up, man. He making this happen, man. Straight up, man. He gives so many opportunities to so many different artists who are so hungry that it doesn't matter if they just get 30 seconds on this man's show. He accepts everyone. That's what I'm talking about, man. But salute, man. Thanks for playing my song, B.
I'm not going to say it ain't no thing because it's a big deal to me, you dig, to make sure that, you know, people that are really striving to do music and that's really trying to get out here and do something other than just be in the streets or do some other type of malice. You know what I mean? I'm proud to play your music, Delta Boy's music, other people's music. You know what I mean? Because to me, when I was coming up, when I was younger, I'm a little older cat now, but when I was younger coming up, wasn't nobody trying to do what I'm doing right now. You dig? Wasn't nobody trying to spin nobody else's music. If it wasn't about their music, they wasn't trying to hear it. You feel me?
That's why guys are approved.
Yeah. So, all right. So, hey, bro, let's go ahead and get into our topic. For tonight, or what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about professionalism. But all right, hold on. Let me get into this background music gave to us by ChronicBeats.com because, you know, we got to have some backup music. Every good superhero has some backup music. Yeah, I'm just saying. So, all right, this is what we got tonight. This is what we listen to backup music. Hold on. Okay.
Don't make me start spitting. Hey, 16 bars, fly guys, let's play that beat. Stop playing. Let's get it. Come on, man. Let's get it. Let's show how we do. We get monsters. Ha-ha. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to do a little freestyle. Let's get it. Yo. I was raised in the Bronx. I'm chilling in the app. On the south side. Scale gang, where you at? Yeah. They call like them Delta boys. Let them know when I get it, man, I'm taking on. Like a little kid with a toy, you better avoid. I smash that shit, man, and kid avoid. I've been smoking mad cigarettes in my own crib, and I'm like, what's next? It's time to hit the booth, let these niggas know. I'ma tell them, though, it's never about the dough. It's about the name that I leave on earth. I did it, I felt it from the birth. Let me stop, they call me Flock on the block. When I drop, better watch it, this ain't no one needs his hop. I'll take over the show and spit more than 16. Spit on the bars, let them know I get fiends. Keep it on the low though, watch how I flow, yo. Freestyle King, just to let you know, though, I was raised on a new jack. Understand, I knew that. Let them know, man, I used to beat down to blue-black, black and blue sneakers. Understand the beat, so when they play one closer, it takes a 6 year, let's get it. That's how we doing it. New Jack City, that's where I'm from, man. Allison Ave, man. Barker, Olinville, Parkside, man. Salute, man. It's been a while, man. Salute.
That's what it do. So, all right, y'all. That's what we do. That's been brought to you by ChronicBeats.com. You can go over there, check them out. They got hot beats. Actually, if you sign up for their newsletter, they actually send you updates on their tracks and what they got going on. So, all right, y'all, looks like the lines are filling up. Shout out to 407. Looks like Trey Pound got a couple of his homies. Looks like they might be tuning in. I don't know. They may know him. They may not. But he must have did something. Just 407's in the house. 704's in the house. 805's in the house. 312. 212.
Oh, man.
612.
Is
that 63? You dig? So I
get it.
Let's go ahead and talk about this professionalism. So I, when it comes to the entertainment building, you have to have professionalism. And reason why I say that, because a lot of times some people think just because you're street smart that carries over into your business and you're going to run your company like you ran the block or the corner or something like that, and that shit does not jump. Part of professionalism is holding yourself in a composed manner, meaning you don't get wild. If something upsets you, you don't wild out. You have to, I'm not going to say swallow your pride, but you got to swallow that shit to keep it professional. Get in?
Right.
Another thing with professionalism is being ready to go on the spot. Like Black Tim, he was like, hey, songs all the time. Like when, oh boy, you threw him on the spot. He's like, Gaza, you always throw me on the spot. But professionalism, he showed it because he went in, didn't he? He was ready to go. You never know. Anytime you could be at Walmart trying on a size 9 and you know your big ass foot 10 and a half. And here comes somebody from a record label just so hear you freestyling and says, let me hear something that you got. If you can't go 100 and turn him out or her out right then and there with your lyrics, you might lose. You'll be lacking in your professionalism. So you have to always be ready to go. You wouldn't believe how many times I was in front of somebody from a big label and it was like, freestyle with me. Matter of fact, I think that's how Game really got on. I think he was freestyling with somebody like Busta Rhymes or somebody. You dig? And showed his ass, and everybody made sure they paved the way for him before that. But, I mean, how do you feel about professionalism? What's some things you can think of about how people should be professional?
Well, I think professionalism comes within. Nobody can teach you that shit. You know what I'm saying? Nobody could teach you how. You could go to school and everything and all that. And once you get into that real deal, holy feel, it's, you know what I'm saying, in your face, whatever comes out, they're going to take it. So you got to make sure you're saying the right things at the right time. You can't go in there, yo, this is what I want, my nigga. Nah, they won't respect us like that, families. Everybody out there, they won't. They won't, believe me. I know. You have to be able.
Right.
So war between the brains. It sounds crazy, but if you get what I'm saying, fam, it's the war between the brains. You got to make the next person comfortable. If you can't make the next person comfortable in the situation that we have, then I'm not going to do business. You ain't going to be able to network, but I'm going to be okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got to know how to work the mind of each other. If we're going to do something, for instance, if we all want to play with the same basketball, we all got to say who's on whose team so we can play a full court. We can't sit there and be like, nah, I don't want that nigga on my team, because we ain't never going to be able to play. We worrying about who's getting the all-stars. That's why, you know what I'm saying? It's not an all-star. It's an all-star game. You feel me?
Right, right.
Everybody's an all-star.
I think I
might. Just got to utilize it.
I could pronounce it wrong, but I think it's called learn how to negotiate. You dig? For those of you that know what a motherfucking negotiation is, that means you give a little to get a little. You dig? It means you're going to have to give up a little bit. Like you said, you can't go into Universal talking about, God damn it, I want a two-record deal for $6 million. They're going to have security and Suge Knight run your ass up out of there. You dig? You got to learn how to negotiate. They might say, homie, we going to give you 50 racks, but you know, you're going to have to give us 2 albums. And now you got a decision to make. Either you can walk out of there running from Suge and the rest of the security team, or you could take the deal, do what you got to do, and prepare for what's coming up next. You did? I'm just saying. So, all right. So let's go back over here and see what some of the other artists over here feel about professionalism. I see a couple people over here. I'm still going to get to you and let you take over and get your time over here on Monsters Radio Takeover Tuesday. But I'm going to check back with these people right quick and see how they feel about professionalism. We're going to start out with Black Tim from Delta Boys. I know they do a lot of business, a lot of business. Let's see how they feel about professionalism. What's up, Black Tim? You hear what we're talking about. I mean, is we right or are we wrong? You dig? And there's nothing wrong with disagreeing with us. We'll hang up on you, but you can call back. But how you feel about it?
To be real about it, man, y'all telling the truth. I mean, and then, you know, you got to be ready at all times. Motherfucker might wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, 16 right now. Even though you're sleeping, you still got to give them 16. I don't give a fuck. It might not be your best, but you stood up in the paint and gave them 16 like he asked you to. I mean, this.
Right.
This, I mean, when you doing this here, like I said earlier, even when you at work, you got to be working. Like that nigga Black G. That nigga Black G and Stacks McCain. I'm not gonna say this because they part of my Delta Boy family. I'm gonna tell y'all this because it's true. These motherfuckers work way more than Black Tim. I know I put in a lot of work. But they edit. If you scroll down Facebook, all these other sites, you're going to see Black Gear, you're going to see Stacks McCain. They working, they networking, they doing it all. So if you want to be successful at what you do, you got to continue to work it. I mean, ain't nobody going to do shit. That's what I was told. That's what I was told.
Well, I was told it too. I got the memo.
I was told to take that shit.
Right.
Take it.
You gotta take what the fuck you want.
Shit.
You gotta kick some doors in, knock some motherfuckers out, just make sure it ain't Suge you hit, cause you might be in trouble some shit, you know. Fuck around here, Suge, you know what type of ball guy they're gonna be. You know? So you gotta take what the fuck you want, man.
But you gotta really want it.
Right.
You gotta really want it. If you don't really want it, then you're wasting your time on earth.
And everybody
playing with it.
Right.
Yeah. But mostly yourself. That's the worst.
I mean, it's like this right here. On the 18th, I have a show in Oklahoma, Mississippi. And I'm going to put on for the Delta Boy camp. Those guys can't be there with me, but I'm a representative of well, you know, doing the show. So, like all the people, friends on Facebook, the SoundCloud followers and all this shit here, automatically when you say, well, Black Tim, Delta Boy was in the building, you automatically think of Black G, Stack McCain, and Old Boy. And then likewise, you see Black G doing the show, you say Delta Boy, you automatically know Stack McCain,
Black
Tim.
Yep.
We're a unit. And like you said, fly out and negotiate. Hey. If the old brother's speaking to me, saying something to me, I'm going to sit there and listen. I mean, and I'm going to put my in, I'm going to give my input. But at the same time, still listen. I'm not going to just say, man, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to think about it first. And then I might say, hey, man, we probably can do it this way or we can do it that way. But what they got to say, it counts. It counts. You got to go with this shit after team. And that's just how I feel about it.
That's real.
Yeah.
Really,
I think
really?
Yeah, like I think a great point, like what you just said, like how you said, like you're not just gonna say to somebody, I'm just not gonna do that, you know what I mean? I'm gonna think about it. And I think sometimes, and you know, a lot of people won't say this, but some of us men and women, we act like toddlers. What's the difference between an adult and a toddler is the attitude. A toddler don't get what they want. They're going to flip out. They're going to tear up shit. They're going to whine. They're going to complain. They're going to tell why it's your reason and everything else. You dig? An adult is just going to hold their composure. I'm not going to get upset because it's not working. And then adjust the game. Yep, and adjust the game. Say, okay, I understand that I won't put myself in that situation no more. You dig? Mm-hmm. That's the difference between adults and kids. Like me, I get upset. I have an attitude issue. I'm not going to lie. It's part of what makes me so damn monstrous. But when I get mad, I know. Calm the fuck down. You dig? Calm the fuck down. Give it a minute. Give it a couple days before you say something. Because you're going to fuck around and say some shit out of the heat of the moment. Whether you be in defending yourself or whatever, you're going to say some shit out the heat of the moment. You're going to calm down and be like, it wasn't that serious.
Or you're going to say, or you fly off the handle. You fly off the handle at that moment. And then you say some shit that you're going to regret. And then you go back and think about, well, he was right. Or she was
mm-hmm.
right. It's too late now because you done said some shit to piss them off. Now they don't even want to fuck. They don't even want to fuck with you now.
Real
you
talk.
See what I'm saying?
Real talk. Real talk.
Yeah, and you like, damn, that motherfucker. You go think about it. You like, man, you know what? You call the fly guys are like, hey, guys, man, I flew off the handle, man. If you think about it, that nigga was right, man. Fly guys are like, well, I knew he was right all along, man, but you was in the heat of the moment, so I let you go off your steam. You see what I'm saying?
Right. That's the way it's got to go sometimes, though.
Right,
really.
Right.
Sometimes
we said.
Somebody listening and save a life. A motherfucker with advice will fuck around and give you the wrong motherfucking advice and you be in some other shit you wasn't supposed to be in.
Right.
Yeah, and that's a whole nother show by itself. Ooh, wee! I hate that advice.
My bad.
Hey, Moss, check it out.
Huh.
Hey, bro, I mean, I don't mean to cut y'all the topic off, what man, but who the fuck was that nigga that guys have put on the spot that spit them 25
balls?
Oh, man,
off? That's Tuliani right there, man, from Scale Gang. What's good? You trying to link up with him, do business?
Man, hey, I can
what's
fuck
good?
With him. That nigga, yeah, see, hey, that nigga, yo, hey.
Yo, I went to two of his shows, man, down here. Smashed it. They were supposed to do Future and Future Cancel or some shit.
That nigga, that, hey, I like it. So I know some of his homeboys on the line next, right?
Yeah.
I ain't going nowhere, nigga. I'm going to sit right here. I don't give a fuck if y'all go off the air at 9 o'clock, nigga. I'm going to hit a beat, nigga. All
right. Well, hey, we are getting close to the end, so, hey, let's go over here and check in with Trey Pound right quick, see how he feels about professionalism coming out of Jersey. Sitting in Florida right now. I'm going to put you on mute there, Black Tim, though, just for a moment. So what's good, Trey Pound? You hear what we're talking about, professionalism. How do you feel about it? Can you give us a scenario that you can think of that's an example of professionalism, whether good or bad?
Whether good or bad, man, professionalism is number one to success, man. You got to be organized. Organization is everything, feel me? If you ain't organized,
mm-hmm.
then you shouldn't be in this business. Straight up.
What I'm about.
Right. Yeah, because if you're not organized, things can get chaotic. And when things get chaotic, you make mistakes. You forget. You leave things out. And sometimes, like that Eminem song, you may only get one shot. One chance. So
exactly.
You better be organized.
I know all about it.
And have mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's only one chance. Look, sometimes people get one opportunity. But look, let me be like, I believe in the Lord. God got me on his side.
And I do something.
At the same time, God gives multiple opportunities. You just got to look for it. Look for what
mm-hmm.
The opportunity might come in the smallest form. So you might miss it. Feel me? At the same time,
right.
Opportunity not. Let me put it like this. It might knock every day. It might knock every day. But if you don't answer, it might come the next year. And that next year, you might look at it and be like, this ain't what I expected. Feel me? So you might blow past
mm-hmm.
it. But trust me, I keep God on my side. God, he never failed me yet.
Have I ever failed you yet?
God never failed me yet.
Oh, my God, not you, this human.
So at the same time, God give opportunities 24/7. It's just as being human, people don't realize the opportunities they got. Feel me? Simple like this. God put certain people in your life for a reason. Either they there for your good or they there for your bad. But as a human, you got to realize what they there for. Because he ain't going to tell you, oh, he there for your good. He there for you. Nah, he ain't going to tell you that. So at the same time, you got to be like, yo, you got to use your mental intelligence. You got to use that. Because if you don't, then at the same time, you're going to miss the opportunity.
Getting caught up in your emotions.
Exactly. God bring. Look, I'm dealing with a producer right now. He dealt with Biggie Smalls. He want to talk to y'all for a second. If y'all don't mind, can he have a couple words with y'all?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, this is my producer. This is who I work with right here, man.
Okay.
Yo, how you doing?
What's good, bro? Who we got?
All right, man. My regards to Jersey. Haven't been there in a while. Haven't gone through that Lincoln Tunnel or that Holland Tunnel in a while. Yeah, I'm stuck down here in the boondocks, you know? But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. God bless me with music. I'm 61 years old, man. I made music my whole life. I play with groups you probably too young to even know, you know? That's so long I've been around, man. I've been around since the days of doo-wop on the corners when they had scarves and gloves singing over a fire with it made in a pail with Budweiser containers. I've been around. God has blessed me. I can't tell you. My two daughters are grown. All right? They're on their own. They got great careers. I made sure of that. I owned many places in Brooklyn. I still do. I own many places in Florida. You know what? And God bless me. And I want to share that blessing. But I need to share it with people that also believe in God and also are about God and also about philosophy. And let me tell you something, man. Trey is a philosopher, all right? And he shows that in his raps. Believe me, if he didn't, then I wouldn't be dealing with him.
Amen.
Right.
You hear what I'm saying?
I can dig it.
I came from the hood, man. I grew up in Brooklyn, man. I grew up next to Biggie Smalls. I grew up next to P. Diddy. All right. I grew up next to Tyson. All right, which is going out of the storybook. But you know, hey, Tyson is Tyson.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And,
right,
you know,
right.
That's where I grew up, man. I grew up where a lot of talent came up, man. And I've been in that business I've been in the business since I'm 16 years old, man. I never worked for anybody in my life. Never fucking punched the clock, ever.
That's what it do.
And if I ever did punch the clock, it would be with my fist. I swear. So I'm telling you.
All right.
You know,
I'm telling you,
got real deal right here. You want my boy down in Jersey? He's down in Jersey. I'll get him the ticket. I'll put him up because I got people in Brooklyn. Where are you in Jersey?
Nah,
we're in Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Minnesota. Yeah.
What happened to Jersey?
Jersey?
No,
you're in Minnesota.
Yeah,
I know people in Minnesota. I know I deal with companies down in Minnesota. So for me to go down to Minnesota, it could be a win-win for me. I could visit you and I could visit my other people. So it ain't a waste.
Right.
And Trey could visit with you. All right, and he could share his energy, his knowledge, his talent, and his awesome being. Because believe me, if he wasn't an awesome being, he wouldn't be being. All right? So I'm going to sign off, man. Thanks for talking to you.
Shout out to you, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing. That's what
I
do.
I like that.
Yeah,
now,
I felt like I was in Brooklyn.
Yeah, so. But all right, looks like we are over the time. So, hey, that means at any time, this thing could shut down, slap on, do whatever it's going to do to me. So, all right, check it out, y'all. We'll be back here again next Tuesday, Takeover Tuesday, every Tuesday night where you can call in and take over the show. But don't forget, we got other shows throughout the week. We got Wet Wet Wednesday. We got Comic Cafe. We got Friday Night Live. We got Monstrous Mondays. We got MonstrousRadio.com where you can listen to independent artists 24 hours a day. We also slap in some remixes and a couple of our industry songs just to keep you occupied. You dig? Because I think the best way to expose independent artists is not to just put them on a platform where it just says independent artists. I'm going to keep it 10,000. Most of the people who listen, they look at that as a generic. So what I do is I'm mixing in Flock Gaza. I'm mixing in Juice G. I'm mixing in everybody with Jay-Z's remix. I'm mixing them in with a Diddy remix. I'm mixing them in with a Kate Camp remix. So it all blends together, and you don't know who is the upcomer and who is the motherfucking celebrity. So I'm just saying, MonstrousRadio.com. You want to know how to get your music on Monstrous Radio? Go to MonstrousRadio.com. There's a thing right there that tells you where to send your email. Get at us. So, all right, we up out of here. Big shout-out again to ChronicBeats.com for submitting their backup music for us to play. Matter of fact, I still like this. This right here bumps. Man, I wish I could freestyle. I'm just saying.
You're
going to
make me spit again. Oh, shit. Here we go. Y'all.
Let me hop on the beat.
Go ahead. Yo, tune in on y'all tuned out. You heard Monstrous Radio, E. Monster, Clyde Geyser. You already know MonstrousRadio.com, 424-243-9649. You heard, tune in on y'all tuned out, man.
Hey.
We here, fuck it, I keep going. Hey, hey, PX is